It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Show us a hooker.
The CIA has a new theory. They think they know where Osama bin Laden is. They think that he's hiding in the mountainous regions of Pamela Anderson.
Jesus. Thanks, Steve.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All set to play Guess What's in Rob Spiewak's Pants.
Yay. It's almost time, kids.
877-365-3636. Tomorrow on the program, yeah. Indie driver Marco Andretti. I am old enough. We're at a car show in Hartford, Connecticut, just outside of my hometown.
Right.
I waited in line to see his grandfather, Mario Andretti. This is Marco Andretti, who, he's not the son, he's the grandson.
Wow.
This is that family that keeps doing it. And he's an indie driver. Those are the, you know, the little ones that go real super fast.
Uh-huh.
And also comedian Doug Benson, star of the movie Super High Me.
Hi, Benson.
Buzz, I think you better bone up on that interview.
You might want to spell that title, Mike, so people don't get the wrong idea.
Super High Me, Superhigh. Me. Not Super High Me.
Not.
Okay,
let's
move on.
Let's move on,
not
shall
bad
we?
At all.
Very good. So I guess it's about weed, Buzz.
Well, I'll be here.
I don't know a whole hell of a lot about it.
I know a little bit about it.
All right, let's get right to it. Now, do we have a theme song for Guess What's in Rob's Pants? Yes, we do.
Of course we do.
It's a very simple game, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, you get on the line to get on the air, and then you get one guess after your first question.
Right, one question.
I should say one question and one guess.
That's right.
Had a little TM thing going there. That's what happened.
Before we start with the game, can I ask a question that we'll put to bed last time we played Guess What's in My Pants?
Last time we played it, you had a Rubik's Cube in your pants.
May I call to the studio Meredith McBride?
Meredith?
We called to the witness
Meredith,
stand.
Could you come to the studio, please? We need to speak with you.
Meredith McBridian.
Here she comes. We're working her today. She's running back and forth.
I like that.
A lot of airtime for her today.
See, when we had a winner last time, face me, please.
I can't face you.
Why are you not facing him?
She has bad news for him.
I do have bad news.
Well, we don't know this. I just have a question. Just a simple question.
Sure it is.
When we finished the game last time and I removed the Rubik's Cube from my pants, and Beth Ann asked if she could play with it.
I could solve it because it wasn't solved.
I did too. I played with it too.
It was solved until you got it.
Right, and then
and
it
you messed
unsolved.
It up. And
I messed it up. But I mess it up is like you just sort of get it ready for the next competitor.
You're supposed to.
Well, no,
and
I like it solved.
That's because you're like completely compulsive.
All right, but that's not the point here. We're
getting off
point.
Well, it might be, and I'm sitting on the edge, ready for
that
point.
And then Beth Ann said that if she could. At the end of the show, she had not yet solved it. She said,
Don't remove the albums from their alphabetical order.
Carrie?
You said that was a good trait for me.
You did say
for what
that.
You do. You're an in-studio producer and a fabulous host of the show.
Thank you.
Both you guys are. I give you titles like that, okay?
That's
share
nice.
The wealth. That's the way
very
it
generous,
works.
Mike.
No, but you're rather obsessive compulsive.
Why is she going? Okay. Why is she going over there now?
She wants to hear that music you selected in your obsessive compulsive way.
And I
want to
be as far away
does
from
music
him as possible.
Does music annoy you too, Mike?
No, I like this music.
This music
nice.
You like?
I like. Most of the time, I do like the music.
Wait, there's music?
Stop it.
You can't hear it, Buzz?
Everybody stop it.
I'm kidding.
Everybody shut up. What's your issue with Beth Ann,
okay,
Rob?
So she said at the end of the show she had not yet solved my Rubik's Cube if she could take it home.
And I did. Yes, I did take it home.
And that was weeks ago, and I asked today. I noticed today at my home that my Rubik's Cube stand was empty. And I said,
stop. As is mine
both
at my
of you,
house.
Stop.
Yeah.
You have a Rubik's Cube stand?
It came with it.
Of course he does.
So
you can display it.
Was it
yes, this was a gift. It was a Christmas gift.
It's not good.
You know Christmas?
Yes.
And
it's
we celebrate,
Jesus'
wrong with
celebrate
you.
The birth of Christ.
Who keeps a Rubik's Cube on a stand?
Well, where are you going to keep it? On your curio cabinet?
You keep it as a stand. What do you have, like G.I. Joe on a stand on a pedestal
no,
too?
No, I don't have G.I. Joes.
It's a toy. It should go in a bottom of a box somewhere.
No, I like to look at it.
In a dog's mouth.
Oh.
The dog effed it up?
Yeah.
What'd the dog do to it?
Tried to eat it.
Is it completely gone? Can you still use it?
Did he solve the puzzle?
Rob, you can still use it, but she bit on it all over and
wow.
The little...
It was in really good shape.
You can't use it because
new
the plastic the will cut your fingers.
It's dented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Do you understand how he is about his crap? How he is about his stuff?
That's why.
Especially cheap pop culture plastic crap?
How will you make this right?
It goes right on the
There's
shelf
no
under
way.
All the Elvis
There's
stuff.
There's no amount
what,
of money in the world.
They don't make Rubik's Cubes anymore?
I'm sure they do.
You know, I called CK. Because when I got
That'll
home,
do it.
Well, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't confess it to any
Let
of
her finish.
You.
Let her
toy company.
Let her explain herself.
Yeah.
can we take a vote on this?
No.
And Rob, do you remember when it took me like every night I would put it on my bedstand
and I'd ask you about it.
Right. And I would do some more of it, like 10 minutes of
did
it
he
try
ask,
to solve it.
Did he ask you every night about it when you were leaving?
No, but do you remember I said my dog even likes it. She'll look at it. Remember I told you that?
I do remember that.
So
and
what
I did
the dog,
ask you almost every other day about
what
it.
What did the dog do to the Rubik's Cube?
I left one day to go to work, and when I came home, I had Rubik's Cube all over my comforter.
Oh, he tore it apart.
Yes.
Oh, he ruined it. Why are you McBrittying it?
Because
why are you doing Meredith? You are McBrittying this situation. The dog, it's toast, Rob. She's busted it.
It's broken. A mess.
It's a gift, a Christmas gift.
Destroyed.
From what year?
Oh, God, I know.
Years ago.
You're making it.
From my wife.
Torn this asunder.
Here's the thing.
A gift from my wife, and I keep it displayed on my shelf.
Is
to,
what the thing is. You want to know what the thing is?
I don't
the
want
thing
pieces.
Is.
What's the
he
thing?
Got it. It's a memento. You
I
can't
know.
Like buy it at a
no,
store and replace
it's
it.
It's disfigured.
You could replace it like easily, but it won't matter to him. He wanted the original one that now has been torn apart by the dog.
How long ago did this happen?
You should pay for all this strawberry.
I almost told you it, Mike's. Surprise party.
That long ago? It's been days.
I know, it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Bad wow. News must be told to me immediately.
Well, you kids have to work this out later. Okay. We got to play the game right
wrestling.
Now. Let's
sorry.
Hit that wonderful music. God, Bethann, how irresponsible.
I'm going to find some links. I'll let you replace it.
Her dog ate his homework.
Some friend you are. Who gives an
exactly.
ass?
Exactly.
Hey. It's a rat.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
We'll replace it.
I don't understand.
I'd like to go. You know, I don't think I've spent much time at the Spiewak household.
You've
I'd
never
like to,
been to my house.
I've never
because
been
you know what? We're acquaintances, not friends.
I'd like to go just to
I've
see
your room.
I've
invited you a dozen times.
I'd like to go see your 40-year-old virgin house.
A
I
dozen
really
times
would.
I've invited you.
I would like to see your Rubik's Cube on a stand.
You'd love my house.
I bet I would.
You're not going to see the Rubik's Cube.
We'll drink green bottles together.
I'd love it.
Let's do it sometime this summer.
You can just see what I have now is a triangle that just says Rubik's.
I will
and
come
no
by.
No cube on it.
I will come by on some weekend for a one-hour visit.
I'd like that.
I'm talking.
Won't you call in advance, though?
I will call in advance. I would say I would come. I'm wondering if it would be convenient for my one-hour visit.
I think that would be great.
Love to see. I love both your children.
I'd love
I'm
to see
quite
you.
Fond of your wife, and
well,
you're okay,
she's
too.
She's probably not there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
I hold in my hand the objects.
Uh-huh. Rob has two objects that we are going to choose from today.
Okay. I will pass this first one around. Okay?
You don't need to do that for me.
Okay.
Because that I think that that item comes from the land
okay.
of suck,
all
in
right.
my opinion.
Okay, you don't like that?
I'm not a
the
big fan of
the second item
that one.
I'm a little more happy with.
Okay. Right. What's the other item for
Let
your
me
pants?
Hold it up.
It's not a Rubik's Cube.
No.
All right.
Oh. I know where that comes from.
We do.
Okay,
know
very good. That's
is that the item?
That's significant.
All right.
I like that a lot.
Now, if you gentlemen will pad for a moment, I'm going to put this item in my pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain once again. The way this works is you get one question and one guess.
Right.
That's all you get. You got to pay attention to the other competitors. The early rounds of Guess What's in Rob's Pants, extraordinarily difficult.
Listen to all the clues.
Every clue is a cue. Every question is a clue for you.
What? Did we get a hint? Did you get to the hint stage last week? You did. You actually gave a hint.
I believe we did give a hint last time, but we don't start with a hint. That's not how we play Guess What's
Let's
in My Pants.
Let's see how it goes.
There's
first.
A variety of prizes that we're playing for today on Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Nice.
Local prizes consist of a...
Yes? I'm sorry to interrupt, but the item is now in my pants.
How's it feel in there?
Great.
Very good.
Watch out for Beth Ann's dog.
We'll be playing for a pair of one-day admission tickets to the AT&T National hosted by Tiger Woods.
Oh.
I hope he hosts it. I hope it's the knee thing's
I hear
all
he's
fixed
doing well.
July 2nd through the 6th at Congressional Country Club. Also a $10 gift card and Hoagie Fest swag from Wawa. It's Hoagie Fest, a celebration of peace, savings, and shorties. Visit Wawa.com.
Hoagies.
Or a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Those are the fabulous prizes that
Everybody
we're playing
wants
for today.
One.
And let's get right to it. Our first contestant on the line, all the way from Manassas, Virginia. Let's say hi to Chuck. Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. I'm the guy that was there Friday with you.
Oh, wonderful. That's good. Okay, you get a question and a guess. And what is your first question for Rob Spiewak on Guess What's in Rob's Pants?
My question will be, is it metal?
It has metal in it, yes.
Metal in it. Is it a thimble?
It is not. I do not have a thimble in my pants.
Thanks so much for the call, Chuck. We appreciate it. Let's go on to Mike, Spokane, Washington. Mike, guess what's in Rob's pants? You get one question and one guess.
All righty. Is it flesh color?
You see, we always get these people.
I enjoy them, too. But he's blown his guess.
No, it's not flesh color.
What's the guess, Mike?
Damn. I'm going to say one of his Nutri bars or whatever the hell they are.
I do not have a protein-based Nutribar in my pants.
Let's go to... God, is that the exact title of it, too?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason, Waldorf, Maryland. Hello, Jason. You get a question and a guess for Rob Spiewak.
Good day, gentle sirs.
Yes, you got a bad cell phone in Waldorf, as they all are out there. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Let's try. Make it quick. Here we go.
Is it sort of Nazi memorabilia?
No, it's not.
I guess that was his question, too. I'm sorry, Jason.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.
That Waldorf. Is not a swastika in my pants.
Let's go to Justin. Justin, you're on the air.
Is it edible?
No, far from it.
Mm.
What's your guess?
I guess.
Sorry, time ran out. Got to get him quick.
That is not an idiot in my pants.
Sheldon.
You're an idiot.
Sheldon in Leesburg. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Sheldon.
Is it bigger than a football?
No, it's not.
Is it a cheese shredder?
That is not a cheese shredder in my pants.
Thank you for the call, Sheldon. Let's move on to Matt, Arlington, Virginia. Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Okay.
You ready to ask Rob? Things aren't going that well for you. What's your question for Rob?
It's round.
Is it round?
It is not round.
Now your guess, please.
Chainsaw.
What
was that?
Chainsaw.
I'm sorry, Tarzan. That is not correct.
A lot of fun, Matt.
Let's move over to
chainsaw in my pants.
David from Maryland. David, your question for Mr. Spiewak. Guess what's in Rob's pants.
Yes, sir. Mr. Spiewak, is it any shape or form as your normal package down there?
Can you rephrase
that? What the hell kind of question? Rephrase that question, David.
Do you mean is it phallic?
Is it in any shape of your normal package? The same shape, form?
So is it phallic?
Is it phallic shaped? Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay.
What's your guess?
I need to be clear with this. A Bic lighter.
A Bic lighter.
That is not a Bic lighter in my pants.
Let's move on to John. John on the Beltway. John, what's your question and guess for Rob?
Yes, I may have lost some of the answers or questions, rather. But
that's okay.
Plastic?
We don't care.
Is it made of plastic?
There is no plastic in this item.
Okay.
A guess?
Is it a child's jack? You know, like
I do not have a jack in my pants.
All right. Sorry, thank you, John.
I enjoyed hearing
at this
that.
Moment. Can
hold
we
on. Have... It's a hint. It's time for a hint.
Yeah. Before we get to a hint,
what
I would like to call for a recap of all the things it is not.
Okay, very
good. I think, Buzz, you've written them down.
No, I didn't write down the guesses. Just the contestants' names.
Forgive
so far.
Me. I thought you was writing down the guesses.
Yes, thank you. Okay, let's get.
So
a
here
hint.
Is a, here is a hint.
All right,
the hint is the war.
The hint is the war.
The war.
Don't want to get any more specific than that.
I'll say this: the big war.
Let's move on with guess what's in Rob's pants.
Narrows it
Danny,
down.
Danny, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
More hints to follow.
Question and a guess for Rob Spiewak.
Mr. Spiewak, does it have moving parts?
I have to say no.
No, it does not. And what is your guess, Danny, real quick?
Is it a bullet casing?
Is it a bullet casing?
That is not a bullet casing in my pants.
Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on the show with Rob Spiewak. Guess what's in Rob's pants. Question and a guess, please.
Sarah?
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, that would be me.
Yes, wake up, Sarah. You're on the radio.
But what a magnificent phone.
Yes, a delightful clear.
Is this something that would amuse a toddler?
Is this something that would amuse a toddler?
I'd have to say no.
Okay, is it dental floss?
That is not dental floss in my pants.
Thanks for the call. Let's go on to Greg in Spokane. Greg, question and a guess.
All right, is it something that you would wear?
Yes, it is.
Ah.
And I may add, with pride.
Is it a medal?
It is. Judges?
Judges, yes.
Okay, we have our winner.
Yes, congratulations.
You did it, Greg.
From Spokane, you're a big winner.
All right.
Take it out. It is your grandfather's purple heart that you carry with you.
That is a purple heart medal in my pants.
Congratulations. Man.
That's pretty good.
I'm blown away. There was one hint. And the war was the hint. I guess they got it pretty quickly after that.
I don't know.
You think too easy a clue? Do you think that's what it was?
The war?
The War is pretty damn good.
I didn't even say which
one. We said it was metal. We said it wasn't a bullet casing. And
we said it was partially metal.
With the clue, The War, the guess was a metal. Greg, we're going to give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, 100% cotton, and a salute to this business of show. Because you got it so quickly, I'll even throw in $50 for you.
How about that?
Cool.
Very good. Congratulations. Stay on hold there for a second. That was great. Can I see that?
Sure.
It was a good game. It's your grandfather's Purple Heart that he's got that he carries around
very
here.
Proud.
He's very proud of it. And, you know, even on, guess what's in Rob's pants, he put it in there today. It's amazing when you see these up close.
Yeah. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Is that George Washington there?
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, very cool.
Or Martha Washington. I'll get their wigs messed up.
On the back four, military merit.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Granddad.
We salute.
Join us next time when I put something else in my pants.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got our final buzz coming up, and also... It's time for The Door. That's right. You never know who's going to be at the door.
Who's out there?
The Door is coming up next on The Big Show. We can't wait. I've heard a rumor.
Yes?
A man by the name of Cartoon.
No.
Might be dropping by.
Oh, great.
But only perhaps for a short time.
Well, we'll see about that.
This is The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.